Beginning Skills version of Ribbon Wands is very similar to Master the Basics. You set up in the similar way with everyone facing the leader, making sure everyone has enough space. You can be standing or you can be seated. And moving on to step two, this is the difference between Master the Basics and Gaining Skills. Instead of students just following the leader and what they're doing, the leader actually holds an arrow card. We have a straight arrow that can go up and down and side to side. And then we also have a circle arrow that means circle your wand around. And this can also be held in different places to indicate making circles up high or down low. But it's just an extra level of abstraction for kids to follow the arrows rather than just follow what someone's doing. So the leader shows the arrows up and down, side to side, wherever they want, and the student follows. And again, we like to switch hands when we can to practice using that non-dominant hand. And of course, students love to lead this activity. You'll notice that there's no expert students in ribbon wands. You may discover some really tricky stuff you want to do with ribbon wands, but for the most part, we kind of leave it here.